आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी सेज स्टेबल गवर्नमेंट विद अ डिसाइसिव मैंडेट इज रीजन फॉर रिफॉर्म्स इन द कंट्री। Campaigning ends for by-elections to 7 assembly seats across 6 states, voting to take place tomorrow. Second edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2023 to begin today in New Delhi. Delhi Metro to start selling tourist smart cards from today at select metro stations to facilitate G20 delegates and international visitors. And in tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and Australian partner Matthew Ebden enter quarterfinals of men's doubles at US Open in New York. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable government with a decisive mandate is reason for reforms in the country. In an interview to a news agency, Mr. Modi said, in the last few years, people have given a decisive mandate which has led to a stable government, predictable policies and clarity in the overall direction. Prime Minister said, this stability is the reason that over the past 9 years, several reforms were brought in. He said these reforms related to the economy, education, financial sector, banks, digitalization, welfare inclusion and social sector. Mr. Modi has said India will be a developed nation by 2047 where corruption, casteism and communalism will have no place. He said India will be in top 3 economies of the world in near future, citing country's record of jumping 5 spots in less than a decade. The Prime Minister said dialogue and diplomacy is the only way to resolve conflicts in different regions. He said whether as G20 president or not, India will support every effort to ensure peace across the world. Mr. Modi asserted that the Sabka Saath Sabka Vikas model can be the guiding principle for the welfare of a world shifting from a GDP-centric approach to a human-centric one. He said in G20, India's words and vision are being seen by the world as a role map for the future. The Prime Minister said the theme of India's G20 presidency, Vasudev Kutumbakam, is not just a slogan but also a comprehensive philosophy derived from country's cultural ethos. He said Africa is a top priority for India in G20. Mr. Modi said no future plan of Earth can succeed without all voices being heard. Campaigning for by-polls in 7 assembly constituencies spread over 6 states came to an end yesterday. Voting in these constituencies will be held tomorrow. By-polls would be held in assembly constituencies of Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Puttupalli in Kerala, Dhanpur and Boxanagar in Tripura, Dhubguri in West Bengal and Dumri in Jharkhand. In Uttar Pradesh, campaigning for the Ghosi by-election in Mau district ended yesterday. All eyes are on this seat where voting will be held tomorrow. More details from our correspondent.
More than 24 ministers of the state government and prominent leaders of BJP, including CM Yogi Adityanath, campaigned for the BJP candidate Dara Singh Chauhan, who recently switched sides from Samajwadi Party to BJP. The elections are being held after he resigned from the seat as Samajwadi Party MLA and now contesting on BJP ticket. On the other hand, the Congress and the left parties have not only extended support to the Samajwadi Party candidate Sudhakar Singh, but also campaigned for him in accordance with the spirit of the new opposition togetherness ahead of the next year's general election. This time Akhilesh Yadav, the Samajwadi Party chief, also campaigned for opposition candidate. Interestingly, Bahujan Samaj Party has not fielded any candidate on this seat. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Counting of votes will take place on 8th of this month. A high-level team of Election Commission will arrive in Bhopal today on a 3-day visit to Madhya Pradesh to review the preparations for assembly elections to be held this year. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Election Commission team will include Chief Election Commissioner of India Rajiv Kumar, Election Commissioners Anoop Chandra Pandey and Arun Goel, along with senior officials of the Commission. The Commission will hold a meeting with officials of recognized national political parties, enforcement agencies and the Chief Electoral Officer of Madhya Pradesh. On this occasion, apart from the unveiling of a special cover and sweep calendar, a voter awareness song will also be released by the Chief Election Commissioner. Epic card will also be distributed to young voters. The Commission will also hold a meeting with collectors, superintendents of police and district election officials of all 52 districts and commissioners and IGs of all 10 divisions of the Madhya Pradesh. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated the second Parivartan Yatra of the BJP from Baneshwar Dham in Rajasthan yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Shah said the Yatra will mark the end of Ashok Gehlot government in the state.
आज ये परिवर्तन यात्रा का दूसरी यात्रा यहाँ से निकल रही है। ये यात्रा 19 दिन घूमेगी, लगभग 2500 किलोमीटर घूमेगी, 52 विधानसभाओं में संपर्क करेगी, 156 जगह पे छोटी सभाएं, 52 जगह पे सभाएं और 54 जगह पे बड़ी सभाएं करकर पूरे राजस्थान में परिवर्तन का संकल्प करने का काम करेगी।
The Home Minister criticized Tamil Nadu Minister Udayanidhi Stalin for his remarks on Sanatan Dharam. The second edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2023 will begin today in New Delhi. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating interaction between the naval commanders for deliberation and formulation of important policy decisions. During the three-day conference being conducted in a hybrid format, the senior leadership of the Indian Navy will review major operational, material, logistics, training and administrative activities undertaken during the previous 6 months. The conference will provide an opportunity for institutionalized interaction of naval commanders with senior government officials to take ahead several interministerial initiatives towards the development of a safe and secure maritime environment. The commanders will also review the ongoing naval projects with a focus on enhancing indigenization through Make in India in consonance with the vision of achieving self-reliance by 2047. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. Delhi Metro will be selling tourist smart cards from select metro stations through dedicated counters for a period of 10 days starting today. This is being done to facilitate the G20 delegates and international visitors who might be interested in exploring the prominent tourist places of the capital city as they arrive in Delhi. The tourist smart cards will be available in two categories of one-day validity and three-day validity cards, offering unlimited rides in the metro network. The one-day validity tourist smart card will be available for 200 rupees. The three-day validity card will be available for 500 rupees. Our correspondent reports that this amount also includes a refundable security deposit of 50 rupees.
Besides unlimited rides, these tourist smart cards are of great benefit to tourists as they can seamlessly travel in the entire network from the first train to the last train service available for the day. Tourists can seamlessly reach tourist places by traveling on various corridors of the Delhi Metro by using these cards. Tourists can also download the Delhi Metro Rail app for more details on the network to plan their journeys. Tourist smart cards are also available at all metro stations except Airport Express Line across the network. Anyone who wants to explore the city can avail these cards from the stations anytime during the day. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Ahead of the upcoming G20 summit, Principal Secretary to the Prime Minister Dr. P.K. Mishra and Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena undertook an extensive site visit of multiple locations across Delhi yesterday to review the preparedness for the upcoming G20 summit. The Principal Secretary is the chairman of the coordination committee related to the preparedness for the G20 summit. In this capacity, the review exercise was undertaken by Dr. Mishra to ensure that all things are in place on ground as planned for hosting a memorable summit. The visit was undertaken to ensure that all the heads of states and other international dignitaries coming for the summit have a glimpse of India's culture and a world-class experience during the course of their visit. Along with Bharat Mandapam, around 20 locations including Rajghat C Hexagon, India Gate, Terminal 3 of airport and its VIP lounge, AeroCity area, key segments of major roads, among others, were visited and reviewed by the Principal Secretary. Outer areas of Rajghat have been beautified, as also at major locations and roundabouts in Delhi. In Bharat Mandapam, installation of Shiv Natraj has been done. The 27-feet Natraj figure, weighing around 20 tons, has been crafted in traditional casting methods made of Ashtadhatu. The Shiv Natraj, the Lord of Dance, installed in front of Bharat Mandapam at the time of G presidency, is the tallest bronze icon of Natraj. Principal Secretary also took a review of the traffic situation and advised the administration to provide adequate information to the common people about the alternative arrangements so that they have no difficulty. Several districts in Orissa may witness heavy rainfall till 7th of this month. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, in its latest bulletin has said that the monsoon trough at the mean sea level continues to run along the foothills of the Himalayas. The cyclonic circulation over northeast Bay of Bengal and neighbourhood persists and now extends up to 5.8 kilometres above mean sea level. A low pressure area is likely to form over northwest and adjoining west-central Bay of Bengal during the next 36 hours. The IMD has also issued yellow warning to several districts of Orissa for the likely heavy rainfall. India's Rohan Bopanna and his Australian partner Matthew Ebden have entered the quarterfinals of men's doubles event at US Open in New York. They defeated British duo of Julian Cash and Henry Patton 6-4, 6-7, 7-6 in men's doubles round of 16. In women's singles, world number 10 Czech player Karolina Muava beat Wang Xiong of China 6-3, 5-7, 6-1, while Coco Gauff of USA prevailed over Danish Caroline Wozniacki 6-3, 3-6, 6-1 in round of 16. In men's singles round of 16, in an all-American showdown, Ben Shelton defeated number 14 seed Tommy Paul 6-4, 6-3, 4-6, 6-4. In Asia Cup cricket, India will face Nepal at Pallikele International Cricket Stadium in Kandy, Sri Lanka today. The match will start at 3 p.m. Last night, Bangladesh defeated Afghanistan by 89 runs in an encounter at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Batting first, Mehdi Hasan Miraj and Najmul Hussain Shanto slammed a ton each as Bangladesh piled a massive 334 runs for 5 wickets in 50 overs. Chasing the target, Afghanistan were eventually bundled up for 245 in 44.3 overs. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on the topic of disaster risk reduction and efforts during India's G20 presidency with our esteemed experts Kamal Kishore, member and HOD of the National Disaster Management Authority and chair of G20 Disaster Risk Reduction Working Group, and Mrinalini Srivastav, director G20 NDMA. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. With a few days left for the upcoming summit, most newspapers today open with details of myriad preparations. Quoting the Prime Minister, the Hindustan Times states, G20 heralds hope for a new world order. The Tribune states, PM discards Pak China objections on G20 meetings in Kashmir and in Arunachal. The Pioneer on its front page observes Delhi braces up for its first global summit. The Asian Age reports G20 special lunch for spouses of heads of state at Jaipur House. Kharge calls a meeting of floor leaders of INTIA ahead of parliament session, writes the Hindu. In some news from India Space Missions quoting ISRO, the Indian Express writes, Aditya L1 healthy spacecraft first orbit raising move successful. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says stable government with a decisive mandate is reason for reforms in the country. Campaigning ends for by-elections to 7 assembly seats across 6 states, voting to take place tomorrow. Second edition of Naval Commanders Conference 2023 to begin today in New Delhi. Delhi Metro to start selling tourist smart cards from today at select metro stations to facilitate G20 delegates and international visitors. And in tennis, India's Rohan Bopanna and Australian partner Matthew Ebden enter quarterfinals of men's doubles at US Open in New York. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.